Christmas is done. The evenings are getting lighter. The birds are a-twittering. And thus, naturally, one's thoughts turns to the future. What lies ahead? It's time to ask ourselves some deep, tough, insightful questions. Questions like, are we going to download this year? Well, for older listeners, this is basically Monsters of Rock with big ideas. Well, for those of you who have been left confused by both of those sentences, we're talking a gathering of popular beat combos in a muddy field. Only the loud and the noisy ones that you don't actually like. It's like Glastonbury, only with better bands, cooler people and no hipsters. Herself and I, well, she vetoed the future ex Mrs. Warrior, have been going for as long as we've been together, only missing the 2 years that really didn't happen. But she's been going since forever. But I do get to claim bragging rights, as my first one was in 1990, when, as a callow youth, I picked myself through the sleeping drunks and I made my way to the sun-bathed stage, just as thunder fired up the opening chords of She's So Fine. Well, if I was unlikely to pick up a Coldplay CD before that moment, all chances disappeared that day. Back then, in a time when mobile phones didn't exist... I know, children, can you imagine that? Well, 75,000 people stood in a field, watched a band, waited. They waited a bit more, watched a second band and waited. Well, you get the idea. A five-band bill. There was a lot of waiting. Food stalls? Ha! Fairground rides? Oh, pish! Other stages? Hilarious! Well, the second stage didn't rock up until 1994, for crying out loud. We had to entertain ourselves between bands. The bottle fight didn't traditionally start until the big wait for the headliner. Sorry, what? The bottle? Oh, yeah, I should probably explain that. So back then, we were allowed to bring in our own drinks. We had to, really. There wasn't a beer tent. There was one ice cream van, I seem to recall, but that was unlikely to have 75,000 bottles of water. But I digress. So people brought in their own refreshments, usually in 25-litre containers, the square plastic ones with the handle, yeah? And they would drink the contents over the day and then reuse the container because it was a long walk to the toilets. Well, now I know what you're thinking. Who would want a bottle of that next to them half a day? Answer, nobody. It got launched into the crowd and then got thrown back. Thus, the bottle fight started. I won't lie, it was quite a sight. The sky was basically full of containers. And now I know what you're thinking. This sounds disgusting. And yeah, kinda. But don't go thinking it was a field of Neanderthals. Hey, do you know what? I spelt that correctly at the first attempt. Who grabbed the lowest common denominator and dragged it down. There was also arts and crafts going on. OK, well, fine. Human pyramids and a small fire. Or small fires, even. But it was cold, and the taller the pyramid got, and the cheer when one got to five people high still echoes in my head. Well, the bigger the target. My, how things have changed. Do you know, nowadays, it's a genteel 3 days, four stages, things to do between the things to do, places to sit, places to eat, places to get a pint in a harmless cardboard cup. You know, you could even go shopping, for crying out loud. But at least the music is still loud and noisy, although, thankfully, not as loud as Motley Crue were in 1991, when we suddenly realised we could all hear the PA humming before they came on. Well, want to know what's worse than Vince Neil singing live? Vince Neil singing live and twice the volume as anyone else. But where it was a one-day, in-and-out deal, now we have to plan. We plan hotels, shuttle buses, clothing for all weathers. Do you know, last year you could get trench foot and sunstroke on the same day. And we had to plan band clashes and lots of walking. Oh dear, so much walking. And then there's the bands. Up to now, there was always someone we wanted to see on each stage. Sure, someone decided Fall Out Boy were a metal band, but on the same stage, on the same day, we'd enjoyed Bambi Thug, Wargasm, Baby Metal, The Offspring and Frank Carter. So we could all go home happy. But look, I get it. Festivals can't keep people like me happy and expect to stay in business. For one thing, I'm nearly always grumpy, and for another, I'll be dead soon, and then where will we be? But you know, I honestly never saw the day coming when I would feel too old for my festival. When I would look up at a line of bands I'm meant to love and have to go and look up two-thirds of them. Well, lots of things tell you you're getting old. Things no one warns you about. Grey hairs no one else gets to see. Aching knees. Not being able to drink coffee at midday. Watching vinyl and then CDs make a resurgence. But a festival lineup? My festival's lineup? Well, this could take a while to recover from.